Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, my flagship stations here in Tampa, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the folks bringing supplies down into southwest Florida to the hurricane zone. Now, let's not forget our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, appreciate you guys, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and our Amazon warehouse workers listening to us right now, as well as the truck drivers out there. So, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and it's all Captain's America. That's how you find us, Captain's America. And don't forget, we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you can go over there and you can listen to the show anywhere you're at, if you're having trouble trying to hear it on the station you're listening to or the stream that you're listening to, that is the stream that goes to the satellite. It's always live. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, good old Josie Boy Biden is going to release some 15 million barrels of oil from the reserve. He's depleting it quite quickly, I might add. Which is not a good thing. And he thinks, I guess, that that's going to take the price of gasoline and whatnot and oil and drop it some more. It didn't really work the last time he tried. What makes him think it's going to do it now?
All he's trying to do is flood the global inventory with more oil. So when it goes up for auction, which is how it is sold, it reduces the price, thinking that it'll reduce the price once it gets to the pump, which it just doesn't do, because it's not sold in America. It's sold on the global market, and we don't have any control over who buys it. Maybe he's doing this to raise money. I don't know. Because he can't control what the price is when it goes on the global market because it goes to an auction. So if he thinks it's going to help at the pump, it's just not. And I would argue that after the midterms, if things are going to get much worse if with the price of gasoline. This guy, obviously, there's no critical thinking. There's no consequential debate here on what these decisions, policy decisions, are at this White House. He just goes along to get along, and he's told what to say and what to do. He just kind of goes, okay. So in this particular case, we have a president that's really inert when it comes to policies. These policies and these decisions are made by other people, and we don't know who they are. They could be a collection of them, but they're not operating in our best interest by a long stretch.
Okay.
They're activists.
Okay, I just got a message here from Lee in Tampa. He's saying, Captain, morning. One thing I've noticed in my area is a large grassroots Democratic get-out-the-vote effort with detailed subject materials. I've not seen anything like that from the GOP. Well, Lee, it's there, and the GOP has it, and I saw it last night where I was at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Some of it was there. I also saw it on Sunday when the Hillsborough County Republican Party had a table at our event, and they had a whole bunch of that information on their table. So maybe you should contact the Hillsborough. I think he's in Hillsborough County, Tampa, right? So you should contact the Hillsborough County Republican Party and get the information, because I know they got it. I know they got it.
Well, I think his argument is that they need to be much more aggressive and out on the streets. I think that's probably his argument.
Yeah, well, that's probably true, because I see the and by the way, the last Democrats that I saw were younger people that were out there. One was a Latina gal, and the other one was a I don't know if he was Armenian or Czechoslovak or whatnot, but he had an accent. They were in front of the Publix, and they were trying to hand out material and sign people up for, you know, make sure they were on the mailing list or something like that. All right. I got a question from several listeners saying, why can't the United States take out the Mexican drug cartels in Mexico? Just bomb them, take them out, get rid of them.
Well, that would be declaring war on a sovereign country, number one. Number two, the drug cartels, for the most part, own the Mexican government.
Right.
And if you take out the cartels, it becomes really a war. I mean, these guys are as militaristic as any military unit out there across the globe.
Yep.
That's how they operate. Economically, the country would collapse. Now, that's how crazy things are.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that I was really kind of fascinated. I just wrote something about this yesterday. The one thing I don't see is the FBI at the southern border.
Yeah.
But where is Southern Command and the Space Force?
Haven't seen them either. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back with a lot more in store for your Wednesday morning. So, hold on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of the Everett's Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and how about that? She had a double welcome that time, Ron Edwards and Kyle Warren. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 25 million drivers and counting. Now, you can check out your car, your truck insurance, whatever you're driving with Geico at the website by going to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O. And if you want to do some cost comparison, you can also try to see what your, if you have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, see what they'll charge for that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance. That will save you a bunch of money. So check them out by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
And you had a comment that you were making. You were so have at it again so you can finish your talking point.
Well, you know, we can't seem to deal with these cartels. This is not an old condition. I mean, it is an old condition, I should say. It's been going on a very long time, and we're not doing anything about it, especially, and we have all the more reason to do something about it now because of fentanyl and because of China. The amount of money laundering and the amount of traffic coming from China to Mexico and Mexico across the world, or, and even into the United States is just absolutely remarkable. And, you know, like the Patriot Act or not, which I keep having to remind people that pretty much everything that was in the Patriot Act under George Bush had sunset dates to it, but under Obama they kept getting re-upped.
Yep.
So anyway, but the one thing is the $10,000, and we certainly learned some of that with Hunter Biden, that there are suspicious transactions which we can trace because the banks are required to report them, then we can, you know, take some of those monies. Why are we not seizing the bank accounts? And we know precisely where the cartel's bank accounts are.
Mm-hmm.
Why we're not seizing them, I don't know. But U.S. Southern Command, which is based out of South Florida,
right?
They have been dealing with and watching and reporting on cartel traffic for decades, and yet we don't have a single hearing on what Southern Command has to say about what is happening with the cartels. The other piece is we never hear from the FBI if they've got people at that southern border, especially because we've got, what, up to 80 now that are on the terrorist watch list that we know that have come across?
Yep.
Okay, well, we've got something called the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So is the FBI at the southern border? I haven't seen a thing. The DEA is working diligently, but I don't think this White House cares anything about the DEA. In fact, I just wrote about it yesterday on One Pill Can Kill program that the DEA has when it comes to fentanyl. But the other interesting thing I happened to find out by accident is that our U.S. Space Force, with their technology, they also watch and report what the cartels are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the White House doesn't have the information or can't have a session or even Congress, because all of the tools are there and we're not doing anything about it. So it's almost as though that this White House wants us to succumb to fentanyl. They want people to continue to come over this border because they won't refuse to do anything. So the technology is there, ladies and gentlemen, and we could be dealing with Obrador in Mexico, but Obrador in Mexico, he seems to be pretty inert too, so I don't know where we need to go.
Well, I don't either. So we'll get going on with that and some more. Now, we apparently have got Joe Biden, who has just been failing miserably on the Iranian protests and stopping the kamikaze drones. The dissidents, the Iranians that are not in the country, that are living like in the United States, are constantly trying to get his ear and say, look, you got to do something, you got to do something. Well, what's he going to do?
Well, if for nothing else, we can encourage everybody to completely walk away from the Iranian nuclear deal. We can go back over, not that Biden would, because he clearly failed the first time, but we can go back over to the Middle East, especially to Saudi Arabia, and beg forgiveness, say we're sorry, and have them help us, and the other countries, including Israel, to completely deal with Iran, but nobody has the stones to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that Iran is clearly in bed with Russia. Tehran and Moscow have a terrifying relationship, which includes the kamikaze drones that Russia is using over Ukraine. But what's worse here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the military, the Iranian military, and their hardware, and their ordnance, and their technology is all under the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps umbrella. So it's certainly about the kamikaze drones, but more than that is you've got Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps on the battlefield. So nobody will admit it, but Iran is not, I mean, Ukraine is not just fighting Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They're also fighting Iran. And that's why the Saudi kingdom has covertly been helping Ukraine as well.
Mm-hmm. By the way, good morning, George the Godfather. He's in chiming in saying good morning to us.
Good morning.
Now, Val Demings and Marco Rubio had a little debate last night. Did you happen to see it?
I watched it.
Okay.
I did.
What was your opinion of what you saw?
I got in there kind of late because it was hard to find, first of all, on TV. But I finally found it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the questions were always the very contentious questions. It has to do with gun control, it has to do with voting, and it has to do with abortion. But Val Demings, I will tell you, with the expressions on her face and as many times as she wagged her finger and pointed her finger,
mm-hmm.
and essentially yelled at Rubio,
yep.
was so mean and angry and contentious and offensive. It's
exactly.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Rubio was unflappable.
Mm-hmm.
And he just put out the facts
mm-hmm.
constantly. I will tell you, the guy has got amazing command of foreign policy. In fact, Val Demings said, when he plays a foreign policy expert, he plays a foreign policy. Well, he came back with kind of a snicker, and he said, well, you can call it play or not, but I'm vice chairman of the committee in the Senate.
Right.
She was asked some policy questions, and every single time she just kept saying, we need to hold Russia accountable. We need to hold such and such accountable. They need to be accountable. Mm-hmm. The police need to be accountable. This, which meant nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But Rubio was giving you facts and figures, and several times he got applause from the crowd, which,
sure.
of course, the moderator didn't like.
Sure.
I found, and then, of course, the WFLA did a poll, and it showed that Val Demings won the debate.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Well,
I fight with WFLA a lot on Facebook.
I thought she came across looking very mean-spirited and just an angry, grouchy
Terrible.
Old woman. Yep.
Terrible.
Yep, and that was not, to me, that was not anyone I would want to have as my senator.
No, just nope. terrible.
All right, well, here comes the music. I'll let you go. Stay warm on the mountaintop and put on an extra pair of socks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's Denise Simon, everybody. She told me it was windy and a little nippy up there on top of the mountaintop up there at Harper Springs, so I can believe it. All right. And, folks, I'll be right back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Take advantage of the weather when it warms up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden, who spent 50 years in public service, said on Tuesday at a campaign event that the first bill he sends to Capitol Hill next year will be one that codifies Roe v. Wade.
The Dobbs decision, the court practically dares women to go ahead and be heard. Let me tell you something. The court and the extreme Republicans who spent decades trying to overturn Roe are about to find out.
Biden's comments come with 3 weeks to go before the general election. A jury on Tuesday found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the disappearance of Cal Poly student Kristen Smart more than 26 years ago. His father, Ruben Flores, was found not guilty of accessory after the fact. And Netflix topped Wall Street estimates across the board in the third quarter. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo will be here on Thursday. If you have any questions, get them ready for me, ship them over to me, and we'll definitely be asking him the questions that you want to have answered. All right, coming up right now, the National Aviation Academy telling you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
So here's the deal. If you want to know more about the National Aviation Academy, you need to go take the tour of one of their campuses, and they have two. Now, the first campus I'm going to tell you about is here in Clearwater, Florida, just across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. You can call them up at 800-659-2080. And set an appointment and ask to take the tour of that campus. Now, they also have a campus in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. You can call them up at the same number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at that campus if that's what you want to do. Or how about this for an idea? Why don't you take a tour of each one of the campuses? And you'll be able to get the answers to your questions there, because not only will you be able to talk to students, but you'll be able to talk to members of the faculty. And you'll also be able to talk to the loan officers to find out if
you're not a veteran and you need to apply for a student loan, how to go about doing that. Not that difficult. And if you are a veteran and you need help in applying for your GI Bill, your benefits, they can help you with that. But I will tell you that if you are a veteran and you haven't used your benefits, more than likely you will be taken care of 100% with your schooling and your books and all that good stuff to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very high-paying, in-demand job. Once you get certified as an aviation maintenance tech at National Aviation Academy, you can work anywhere in the world. Anywhere. And that means a lot, because you get outside the United States, you're going to make a six-figure salary more than likely. So think about that for a second. So that's the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu on the website, NAA.edu on the website, 800-659-2080 on the phone, 800-659-2080. Well, astronaut James McDivitt, some of you might remember that name, some of you probably don't, but he was the Apollo 9 commander and Air Force combat veteran. Died at age 93. He commanded the Apollo 9 mission, the testing for the first complete set of equipment to go to the moon. Quite a responsibility there. He's passed away at age 93. Now, you've heard about the drones in Iraq and Afghanistan. You've heard about them and the way they're being operated. Well, these killer drones right now, and that's what they are vying for supremacy over the Ukraine. Because they're seeking out anything that's moving that can be identified as the enemy. And they never know what hits them when one of those drones comes up on them and just fires a missile at them. They never know what hits them. They're that deadly. Now, also, missiles and exploding drones, again, have hit the Ukraine's power and water. About a third of the power has been knocked out across the Ukraine. They definitely will have to go back in and try to repair the grid and whatnot. So a lot of places there that are without power or certainly being told to conserve power. Now, something else. Veterans and reservists will make up more than 28% of the candidates who questioned the 2020 election results. Why am I not surprised? Because I'm not. Because I saw a lot of them, talked to a lot of them, and they're not out there blasting it all over the place, but they are definitely concerned about this election and the security that's there. But I can tell you that based on what I keep hearing, and I heard it again last night, the volunteers, the poll watchers, the poll workers, it's through the roof across the country. Now, you could probably still become one if you want to go to the supervisor elections office and fill it out. The application, that is, you could probably still become a poll watcher or a poll worker, whichever comes first. So get involved. And that's what we need, is we need to have more eyes and more ears watching to see if there's any cheating going on. That's how it stops. That's how you catch them. By the way, they put an end to it in Virginia when they had their last election, remember? Sure did. Now, NATO has begun their nuclear exercises amid the Russian war tensions, and they're going to be wrapping that up, I believe, Friday. But it's become a very serious and sensitive issue that not a lot is being said about, as you might well expect. So we'll see, again, where all of that goes. Now, my buddy Maria in Germany put out a little video. And Maria, that's a great video you put out. It's very nice. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I took that video and I put it over on my personal Facebook page, and I put it in a couple of different places, including in the chat room. And you'll be able to see what our buddy Maria in Germany did. And she'll be around one of these days when we least expect it. She'll be back to visit the United States. She loves it here. She's more American than some Americans I know. Of course, she lives in Germany, but a heck of a friend, has been for a number of years. And, of course, she's got a great family, too. She's a great family person. Now, excuse me. Now, you heard us talking about the $725 million yesterday. The president announced a new $725 million defense drawdown to support Ukraine as Russia conducts a series of missile strikes throughout the country. Now, Biden announced this drawdown in a White House release, authorizing Secretary of State Antony Blinken to provide the money for equipment, military education, and training in the Ukraine. Now, they're getting a lot of money, and a lot of people are quite concerned about that. And they want to make sure that the money goes where it's supposed to, because the Ukraine has had a habit, if you will, they've had a habit of not necessarily spending the money where they said they were going to. And that was done before Zelensky was the president, so I'm not sure where they're at right now. But again, you have to understand that we create our own problems. So if we're worried about it, why give them the money? Or put somebody there that can monitor the money right there in the country. Say, okay, we'll give you $100 million or whatever the number is that they want, but we're going to send our people over here to monitor to make sure that money's going where it's supposed to be. They'd probably get upset over it, but so what? All right, I hear the music coming up. Chris Markowski's on deck. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more. And Chris Markowski, too, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. To be particular, Moss Acura, which is located right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership there. So, if you want to know what I know and you want to find out why they get customers from all around the world and all around the country, I might add, too. A lot of military guys come home from overseas and they buy a vehicle. The reason for it is the You Serve, You Save program. Now, active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, church pastors, too, all get a great deal afforded to them because of what you've done and Moss Nissan's special way of saying thank you for your service to America. Also, don't forget, they have MossCare that comes with the vehicle, certified pre-owned or the new ones. MossCare that gives you free oil changes, entire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And I don't know of anybody doing both of what I just told you for the people that I told you about. I just don't know anybody. All right, let's go over here to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. A little bit nippy down here. We got our first cooler weather of the season, but it's going to get worse than what we got. We're about, 59 degrees unofficially right now here where I'm at. Might be a little nippier than that. We'll see.
Well, it looks like it's going to warm up for you guys this weekend, though.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be all right. All right. Everybody down in Florida's got to suck it up for a day or two.
What I feel bad about is the people in the hurricane zone, because some of them are living in tents.
A little bit farther south, though. Did they get hit down there in Fort Myers?
There is some cooler weather going that way, yes, sir. And Miami, too, for that matter. Mm-hmm.
We're not getting the freezing weather like up in the northern part.
Only in the panhandle so far, Florida. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good.
So that's where it's at. Now, the Federal Reserve is all but certain to announce another 75 basis point hike in November at its meeting. And the market implied odds now solidly favor another 75 basis point hike after that in December. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is already above 7% and will likely head north of that to 8% later in this year. Now, that's going to slow things down even more, isn't it?
I'm not sure what it looks like 75 basis points in the cards for November, but moving forward, it depends on what breaks. And we're starting to see some things break here and there. And what I mean by that is just, quite frankly, you got issues around the globe in regards to, we saw what happened in the UK, but other things could start breaking down in other places as well. So it's a wait and see type of a situation. We talked about some of the lagging, statistics and numbers coming out, even with the CPI. 40% of the CPI is based upon real estate, and quite frankly, real estate is on its way down right now. Most certainly is correcting.
Mm-hmm. Now, women and independents right now are breaking big for the Republicans some 20 days before the election, and that's really starting to put the rubber down where it meets the road, because the Democrats are pulling out all the stops down here, trying to figure out not only in Florida but elsewhere how they can crawl back into it. And so far, it's not working.
Well, it looks like, from the messaging that I'm seeing, and even Biden now on the campaign trail, he's talking about, needs to maintain Congress so he can codify Roe versus Wade.
That's right.
And that's what they're looking to do. I don't know if that's, going to sell. I'm sure it's going to sell with some people. But I think, again, people are more concerned right now in regards to what things are costing them and looking at their energy bills and looking at their food bills. And this is not going to change anytime soon. So again, it's going to go back to the old, the economy stupid, I think. You never know though. You don't. I'm seeing that with the independent break too. I'm also seeing, more and more Hispanics, moving over to the, Republican Party.
That's right.
A lot of them are religious, naturally conservative in the first place. They just don't know it. But, we shall see. We shall see moving forward. It's a matter of what type of majority the Republicans can achieve in the House, and the Senate right now is still looking like a bit of a toss up.
I think they're going to do all right. I really do. I've just got this feeling from what I keep seeing and hearing. And again, last night, we had one of our Tampa Trump Club meetings, and we had a number of people there, including some people that used to be Democrats that aren't anymore, that came there. And I even had a Democrat walk up to me, an attorney, and he says, "Are you the cap?" I said, "Yeah." And he says, "I listen to you, and I hear what you're saying, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I am a Democrat, and I kind of feel that I have an allegiance to my party." And I said, "Well, do you have an allegiance to America, sir?" And he says, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Think about it. What is your party doing to help America be better or get to be better? Think about it."
Well, you know how I feel about this. People who pledge allegiance to a party, yep, that's everything the founding fathers didn't want to have happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the matter with you? It's a party. It's a political organization. That's all. Mm-hmm. You show allegiance to a party. You show allegiance to your country and the founding ideals of that country, and you vote for people, you put people in the positions of power that can, best exemplify those ideals, not a party.
Now, I got to ask you a question. Joe Biden is getting ready to announce the release of about 15 million more barrels of oil from the emergency oil reserve before the midterm election. I don't know what he's thinking is going to happen, but if he thinks it's going to lower oil prices and gasoline pump prices dramatically, it didn't do it the last time. What makes them think it's going to happen this time?
They're hoping for a short-term, dip that they can highlight prior to the election. what they're looking for. You know, that's the reality of the situation. It's all about the here and now. And if the, you know, if they can see, you know, gas prices come down a little bit, you know, quite frankly, you know, they're going to highlight that. They're going to point to that.
Yeah, I know they're going to do that, but, you know, we're not stupid. None of us are stupid, and nobody that I know of is going to buy that.
Oh, I mean, I some people will, Gavin. I never underestimate the.
I'm sure some people will, but nobody I know will.
I always talk about that. I said, you know, the key is trying to get the dumb voters out. You know, some of these, you're going to see Biden, you're going to see him trying to push for more executive orders leading up to the election. We already saw what the vote buying with the student loan nonsense that he put forward. And I would expect more of the same.
Now, we've talked a little bit about Warnock and his church and the evictions and all that sort of stuff in the pandemic when you weren't supposed to be evicting anybody, but they did it anyway, their church did it anyway. And yesterday it was brought to light that there are three more eviction proceedings going on right now after we were told that it wasn't in fact being done. Not true, it is.
What was the proceeding? I'm sorry?
Evictions for where Warnock's church owns that building.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, I heard a little bit of something about that.
Yeah.
Again, a little bit of attention to that race. I know it's an important one. I'm a big believer that, you want to focus on, your local elections more than anything else. But, everybody should have known who Warnock is.
Yeah. And we had that debate last night between Val Demings and Marco Rubio. Val Demings was just absolutely came across as a mean-spirited, just mean individual. I mean, she looked like as if she had fangs.
Really?
Yeah. She was not polite. She was disrespectful. She tried to talk over Rubio. She was yelling, pointing her finger. I mean, very uncandidate-like.
Very interesting. I didn't watch the debate. I mean, Marco Rubio tends to be pretty good,
he was excellent.
Situations. This guy keeps his cool very, very well. He doesn't, doesn't really get, show too much of emotion. Very even keel.
Yep.
So, again, how close is that race right now?
Right now it's even, Stephen, or you might say that Rubio could be up a point or two. That's depending on where you look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you just chopped up on me, so I'll have
to go. Hold on.
All right. Okay. We'll talk tomorrow morning, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right. Take care. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check out his website. Check out all the different things that he gets involved in, and I'm sure you're going to like it. All right. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9-
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.